This is Hope Notes with Jen. Encouragement, hope, healing, and prayers.
Life is like a box of chocolates. Unless it's like a game of whack-a-mole. That game that was so fun when you were little because for each mole that you would whack with your big stick and the piece of foam on the end, you would get instantly rewarded. You could see the correlation between whacking the mole and then a ticket coming out of the machine that you could then redeem at the end of the night for some prize that you probably were never going to use. But still, it was fun. As an adult, you spend all of your energy trying to whack a certain issue, could be health, could be career, only to breathe a sigh of relief. And then another issue arises and you start whacking at that one and then another, and it leaves you exhausted. I've had to see a number of surgeons and have some surgeries. And I was referred to another surgeon who told me this week, Jen, I think I can help you. You're going to need another surgery, but I think this will be your last one. I breathe a sigh of relief, but then he continues and he says, but I can't guarantee that. Sometimes this issue returns again and some people need 5, 6, 7, or 8 surgeries. When you hear news like that, you don't think I'm going to be the one who needs 8. You instead think I'm going to be the one that needs 10. In that moment, I sense the Holy Spirit say, Jen, let this be an opportunity for you to grow closer to God. You don't have all the answers. You may never get all them. Here's what you do know. I am with you. Friend, I have to believe that you're trying to whack some stuff too, and it's leaving you worn out, possibly on the verge of hopelessness because you've used all your energy fighting other battles. And Lord, we do come to you thankful that you fight on our behalf. Oh, we fight against not flesh and blood, Lord, but against the principalities and rulers. And so, of course, the enemy wants us to be discouraged by all the effort that we're putting into things and doing the best that we can. And Lord, we don't always see the correlation. We don't see the ticket spitting out and then the prize. But may we look to you and time with you as the prize, that even though we don't see you, Lord, may we sense your presence. May we know yet again that you are real, you are with us, that you truly are our ever-present help in our time of need. And for whatever reason you have allowed these things to loom large in front of us, God, help us to look up. May you loom larger. You are great, God. You are glorious. You are the God who walks with us, who invites us to join you, to not stop, but to keep walking, keep trusting, keep hoping, keep praying. May these things characterize our life. Father, as we're weak, we know that we can find refuge in you. In our weakness, you are made strong, and that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So whatever this obstacle is that wants us to be sidelined and to quit praying, may we be renewed in your energy, like it talks about in Isaiah, to be renewed on the wings of the eagle, to run and not grow weary. God, we run for you. We don't always understand why we're running by and trying to dodge different obstacles. Lord, maybe someday you will reveal to us and help us make sense of some things. But right now, what we can make sense of is that you've called us to this and you will see us through this. We love you. We're grateful how you meet our needs. Even right now, this need for friendship, to pray together in Jesus' name and know that we're not alone, but that you are with us, Father, and you place other people in our lives. Right now, I thank you for this friend who's joining me. May you meet them where they are, and may you strengthen them and equip them to keep going. Lord, I pray for a breakthrough on their behalf in Jesus' name. And I thank you that your word says that he who started a good work in us will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. So today, as we seek you, may we be encouraged. May my friend especially be encouraged that you are continuing to do a work on their behalf, a greater work. And as you get the glory, would you use this work to draw others to you so that they may look to you? May their strength and energy be renewed. In Jesus' name, amen.
This has been Hope Notes with Jen, a Hope on Demand original podcast. And you can hear more podcasts, watch videos, and read blogs and devotions that we hope will strengthen your faith on the Hope on Demand app or at hopeondemand.com.